This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second of it.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
Welcome to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show, proudly coming to you from the Radio Realtors RWA Certified Home Buyer Studio. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate. And thanks for tuning in to the Radio Realtors today. And remember, the Radio Realtors can be heard on your radio or live streaming four times a weekend.
And also don't forget you can catch the Radio Realtors anytime on our podcast by searching for the Radio Realtors with Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall on iTunes, Spotify, and now iHeartRadio.
And as we always say, the Radio Realtors are not just the radio talk show hosts that talk about real estate, but active realtors that help our listeners and clients just like you every day.
And Frank, we're still standing by our slogan, real value, real people, and real results. And we want to help you buy your next home or sell your home. So give us a call on our hotline number at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337, or you can go to theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
And you're in the right place if you are a potential home buyer, because we can help you get into your next home in as little as 10 days with the Radio Realtors RWA Certified Home Buyer Program.
And if you're a potential home seller and thinking about listing your home for sale, we have the best home sale strategy here at the Radio Realtors.
That's right. We can sell your home quickly and for every penny that it's worth with no showings.
That's right. The Radio Realtors do that for you with our quick sale 30-day listing with no showing strategy. And that strategy includes professional HD photographs of your home, a video tour of your home, and also a 3D virtual tour.
So why not find out how you can sell your home right now safely, effectively, and quickly with no showings? Call us right now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And we're going to cover some great topics for you today, including
buying in a seller's market, 6 tips to make it happen,
and home renovations that pay off and those that don't.
Yeah. And we're also going to share a few brand new listings that you'll want to see this weekend or this coming week.
So you can connect with us anytime by calling us or texting us on the Radio Realtors hotline at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Yeah, so stop what you're doing right now and reach out to us. Yes, right now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. Now, you want and need every single advantage that you can get when you're buying a house. And that can be very, very tricky in a seller's market when inventory is low and there's a lot of competition for the homes that are available.
So, how do you make sure that you get the best house and the best deal when you're buying in a seller's market, Rob?
Well, Frank, it comes down to a bit of savvy real estate know-how, including having a smart strategy for positioning yourself ahead of other buyers.
Well, let's compare a seller's market versus a buyer's market. The first thing to know when you're interested in buying in a seller's market is the exact market conditions that you're walking into.
And this is a great way to start this topic, because in a seller's market, there are obviously more buyers looking for homes than there are homes for sale. And this means that there's a lot more competition for each property, and that sellers have more flexibility when it comes to asking price and negotiating.
Right, Rob. And we should explain that a buyer's market is when there are more homes for sale than there are buyers.
And Frank, under those conditions, buyers have more leverage and sellers often have to make concessions in order to gain interest in their home, such as maybe lowering the asking price or maybe throwing in a few extra perks.
And Rob, as we have said many times, The real estate market cycles through these two stages, meaning the outlook for a buyer can be a lot different from one season to the next.
That's true. So if you're a potential home buyer right now, you need to pull out all of the stops to win in this market. So the Radio Realtors are going to cover 6 tips for buying in a seller's market.
And Rob, buying in a seller's market doesn't mean that you're going to necessarily have to totally overpay for a home.
However, Frank, if you're buying when demand is high, you're going to have to edge out the competition if you want to score a desirable home. You also might have to work some flexibility into your strategy in terms of closing requests and negotiations.
With these things in mind, you need to follow the Radio Realtor's 6 tips to put yourself in the best position possible during your home search.
The number one tip for buying in a seller's market is get your financing in place before you start.
Amen.
That's true. And you have to be ready to act fast in a seller's market, which means that you don't want to be held up waiting for a mortgage approval or figuring out whether a certain home aligns with your budget.
Right, Rob. You want to get a mortgage quote before you even begin your search and do the math on what you can afford for your monthly payments.
And it can be very tempting to seriously up your offer in a seller's market in order to compete, especially if bids are going up on a home that you really love. But knowing what your spending limits are ensures that you don't purchase more home than you can afford.
It also provides its own competitive advantage, since sellers are usually more likely to go with a buyer who's already a sure deal in terms of financing.
Right. Tip number 2 for buying in a seller's market is be ready to act fast. And there is no time for messing around when you're buying in a seller's market. From scheduling showings to making a counteroffer on offers, you need to be on the ball and ready for action at all times.
Homes in a seller's market can fly off the market in as little as a day. And there's no guarantee that a home you're interested in today is going to be available tomorrow.
That is for sure. And if you hesitate, you risk missing out on what could have been a great buy for you. Of course, being ready to act doesn't mean jumping the gun. It's still important to make wise and informed decisions, since buying a home is one of the biggest investments that you're ever going to make.
Tip number 3 for buying in a seller's market is go into it knowing exactly what you want and what you don't want.
Yeah, if you're going to act fast, you're going to need to know right off the bat what checks off the boxes for you and what doesn't.
And this includes key features like location, number of bedrooms and bathrooms, and how many cars can fit in that garage.
And it also extends to potential deal breakers. Are you willing to buy a home that needs some work? What about a home that adds time on your daily commute?
And Rob, knowing what you want, what you can live with, and what you can't live with will help you quickly narrow down homes during your search.
And Frank, it also means that when you find the home that fits the bill, you won't have to second guess yourself on whether you should move forward. Now, before we go to break, we're going to give you our audio open house number 1. We're calling this one Plush in Plumas Lake, and this is a fully furnished 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom, over 2,400 square foot model home in the Water's Edge subdivision of Plumas Lake. It's loaded with upgrades. The popular Bear River model has energy efficient features, including vinyl frame windows, a gas fireplace, a concrete tile roof, stucco exterior, and it's plumbed for solar. Interior highlights include designer cappuccino cabinets and Mohawk flooring, granite slab counters with subway tile backsplash, Moen brush nickel fixtures, and upgraded stainless steel appliances add to the meticulously designed kitchen with a movable island. And the lavish bathrooms have granite countertops, tile flooring, and the master bath has dual sinks, a soaking tub, and a spa-like shower. The extended tile entry welcomes you as you enter the spacious, comfortable home, and you'll enjoy the fully landscaped backyard and large patio. Priced at $459,900, imagine being in this home before Christmas. This one is appointment only with the Radio Realtors to see Plush in Plumas Lake. Text the word Plush right now to 916-269-3337. That's the word Plush to 916-269-3337. That's Plush to 916-269-3337. And we'll be back after this.
Robert Lewis here from the Radio Realtors, and you need to stop what you're doing and listen up for 60 seconds. Mortgage interest rates are in the 2s right now, and this is the lowest they've ever been. And these rates won't last forever. If there ever was a time to be a home buyer or to refinance your current home, you need to do it now. We recommend Dave Hood from Nexa Mortgage, and if you have an FHA loan right now, Dave can lower your interest rate and maybe get rid of your mortgage insurance too and save you big money every month. If you have a VA loan, Dave loves to help fellow vets, and he can now refinance your VA loan with no appraisal and no verification of income. And Dave can close most mortgage purchases and refinances in 14 to 21 days. Call or text Dave at 916-548-8225. That's 916-548-8225. Or online at DaveHoodLoans.com. That's DaveHoodLoans.com. DaveHoodLoans.com. NMLS ID number 1660690. Equal housing lender. If you're looking to repair your credit, there's no better company than Blue Water Credit. In fact, listen to this testimonial. Sean and Tracy say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Our three FICO scores raised 80 to 93 points in the first 3 months. And we went from not being able to purchase a home to currently shopping for a home on pre-approved credit. The services and care that Blue Water Credit provided has changed our outlook on life. That's a real testimonial, folks. And whether your credit only needs a quick fix or a total rebuild, Blue Water Credit can help you. Blue Water Credit will develop a unique strategy to repair your past, restore your present, and rebuild your future. Contact Blue Water Credit today for a free credit consultation at bluewatercredit.com. That's bluewatercredit.com. Good credit provides more options in life. Fix your credit today. Go to bluewatercredit.com. That's bluewatercredit.com. Hi, this is Robert Lewis.
And Frank Crandall.
Hosts of the Radio Realtors radio show. And with COVID-19, many people have been asking us if it's still possible to get a mortgage pre-approval.
And if it's still possible to buy a home.
And the answer to both questions is yes.
In fact, even in the midst of the coronavirus,
we're still helping our clients safely buy homes every week.
With the Radio Realtors, you don't need perfect credit.
And we have down payment assistance programs that require little money out of your pocket. And even though we may be wearing masks, using Clorox wipes, and practicing social distancing,
our home buying strategy can still have you living in a new home in as little as 10 days. Call or text us right now at
916-269-3337.
Our services for home buyers are always free.
Call or text us now at 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337.
Or go to theradiorealtors.com.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
Welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. I'm Robert Lewis.
And I'm Frank Crandall.
And we're coming to you from the Radio Realtors RWA Certified Home Buyer Studio. And we're talking to you today about buying in a seller's market and six tips to help you make that happen. The first tip was get your financing in place before you start. We pair you up with one of our preferred mortgage lenders, and we help you do that to get you in that RWA status. Tip number two is be ready to act fast. You cannot wait around for even minutes when you see a great listing that you like. So you got to be jumping on it right away. Tip number three for buying in a seller's market is go into it knowing exactly what you want and what you don't want. You want to make sure that you don't settle for a house that maybe doesn't check all your boxes, but you also need to be discerning when you're making your choices. And what is tip number four, Frank?
Don't overcomplicate your offer.
Yeah, asking prices tend to be higher in a seller's market with lower inventory, increasing demand, and boosting the inherent value of what's available.
And just because you're going to be paying more, however, doesn't mean you should always ask for more in return.
This is true. For the best shot at an accepted offer in a seller's market, try to keep it as simple as possible by minimizing your contingencies as much as you can.
And contingencies, which are certain factors that must be met before sale can go through, such as needing to sell your current home first, muddy the waters of an offer and provide sellers with less confidence that a closing will actually happen.
And while certain contingencies are often necessary, like your loan contingency and your appraisal contingency, you shouldn't waive your right to maybe back out after a serious find on an inspection contingency. And asking for too much, though, could lead to a seller immediately writing you off in favor of a cleaner offer.
The same goes for things like asking for extended closing periods or discounts for certain home repairs.
Yeah, tip number five for buying in a seller's market is sweeten the deal. And just as an overcomplicated offer can potentially turn a seller off, a sweetened offer can easily make you the most attractive buyer. And ways to do this include offering at or above the asking price, requesting a shortened closing period, or putting down more of an earnest money deposit.
All home sales usually require some sort of concessions on either the part of the buyer or the seller or both.
And showing that you're willing to ramp up your offer makes it clear to the seller that you're serious and can make the difference between finding a house quickly when you're buying in a seller's market and extending your search period for weeks or months. A great example of this is one of my clients right now. They really, really love this home. We put an offer in. They went back to the drawing board and they said, hey, can we raise our offer $15,000? And we said, of course you can. And so we rewrote the offer, sent it over, and now I think we're very, very competitive with the other offers that they have.
Tip number six for buying in a seller's market is make it personal. All or most of your interactions with a seller are through your respective agents, so it's easy for there to be a sense of disconnection between the parties on either side of the deal.
And buying and selling a home is a very personal process, though, and sometimes it can be helpful to keep that in mind, that there's a real person you're trying to work with.
A personal letter to a seller sent alongside your offer humanizes you and helps foster a connection and an emotional bond.
Yeah, so if the home looks like a perfect place to raise your new baby, or if it's located maybe near that ice cream shop where your grandparents used to take you, mention that in your letter. Even if you don't have anything so specific to say, a personal letter expressing how much you love the home can only work in your favor.
So let's bring it home here. Buying a home in a seller's market doesn't have to be a super stressful experience.
If you follow the Radio Realtor's tips, you can put yourself in the most ideal position possible and help increase your chances of getting exactly what you want.
And Rob, the Radio Realtors will be able to walk you through each step and will be an important resource to rely upon.
Yeah, the first step is to become a Radio Realtors RWA certified home buyer in the state of California.
And to get you into the RWA status, ready, willing, and able, we'll help you complete the following criteria.
Now, number one, you're going to speak with a preferred qualified lender for a basic pre-approval.
Number two, you will be comfortable with the monthly payment discussed for your desired purchase price.
And number three, you will be working with the Radio Realtors as your certified agents to represent your best interests.
Number four, you have been educated on various types of acquisitions and opportunities.
And number five here, you will be working with Realtors that understand all required addendums, disclosures, and disclaimers for all types of properties offered for sale in this state.
Number six, and as a Radio Realtors RWA certified home buyer, you should be deemed as highly qualified and ready, willing, and able to purchase based on the terms disclosed to you and us, your realtors.
And when you do find your ideal home, you'll know that you've done everything you can to get the edge on the competition. So if you feel you're ready to buy a home, why not give us a call today at 916-269-3337. We would love to help you. That number again, 916-269-3337, 916-269-3337.
Or go to theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
Now, Frank, home ownership is wonderful in a lot of ways. You get your own space that you can customize and decorate to your liking. You can entertain friends and family. You can have pets without paying extra fees. And you get space to fit more belongings.
But home ownership can also be a bit of a burden. You are responsible for any and all necessary repairs. You have to buy tools and equipment to help with the maintenance for things like your lawn. You have to pay for the cost of utilities and so on.
And owning a home has both its pros and cons. But even despite the pros, after a while, many people find themselves needing to move, whether it's because the home is too small now, it's time for an upgrade, there's a new job in another location, maybe it's not worth the cost of maintaining, or it's simply a good market and the right time to sell. There are a number of reasons that homeowners part ways with their houses.
No matter the reason, though, many want to get the most out of it that they can. And that often means making updates or doing renovations to boost the value of their home before it goes on the market.
So if you're getting ready to sell your home and are deciding which renovation projects to take on, you may be having a hard time figuring out what's worth it and what's not. Some renovations are worth more than others, but it can be hard to tell since the potential buyer's personal preference will come into play as well.
Luckily, there are a few renovations that will generally pay off and a few that generally don't. If you're considering renovations for your house, here are the Radio Realtors renovations you should make and the ones you should avoid.
And to tease you a little bit before we get to that, we're going to go to our audio open house number two, and we'll come back with these great reno tips for you. We're calling this one Astonishing in Auburn. And now check this out. If you have to shelter in place, why not shelter in a home so astonishing that you don't have to leave unless you really want to? And if you do decide to leave, you may not even need a car. This is a contemporary 4 to 5 bedroom, 2.5 bathroom, over 2,700 square foot beauty in the heart of Central Auburn. The home is tastefully appointed and outfitted for every stay-at-home need. The media room offers entertainment for the whole family. The backyard is set up for outdoor dining and entertaining while watching the kids play on a play structure that rivals most upscale parks. Are you currently working from home? Not a problem here. Stay connected to power and the internet with a nearby cell tower, the same power grid connection as the local hospital, and your own solar panel system. There are even multiple venues, including an oversized bonus room that can accommodate a variety of indoor activities. If you need a break, Starbucks is just a few minutes away on bicycle. Astonishing in Auburn also has a tankless water heater and upgraded AC system with a state-of-the-art air scrubber filtration system for allergy and airborne bacteria reduction. Priced at only $599,000, you're going to love this one. To see Astonishing in Auburn, text the word Astonishing to 916-269-3337. That's the word Astonishing to 916-269-3337. And we'll be back after this.
Hi, this is Frank Crandall from the Radio Realtors. Nothing says home like a nice fire in your fireplace. And really, the best time to have your chimney serviced is in the summer. At the Radio Realtors, we only work with and refer the best. And that's why we recommend Chim Chimney Professional Fireplace and Home Services. Chim Chimney can fix any problem with your chimney, from cracks to cleaning or critters to chimney caps. Chim Chimney does it all. And Chim Chimney provides other home services too, like dryer vent cleaning, pressure washing, rain gutter cleaning, tree trimming, and junk removal. Chim Chimney offers discounts to military, first responders, and senior citizens. Make your house a home again. Call Chim Chimney at 916-247-6579 or find them online at thechimchimney.com. That's thechimchimney.com. Chim Chimney, the professional choice.
Robert Lewis here from the Radio Realtors, and you need to stop what you're doing and listen up for 60 seconds. Mortgage interest rates are in the twos right now, and this is the lowest they've ever been. And these rates won't last forever. If there ever was a time to be a home buyer or to refinance your current home, you need to do it now. We recommend Dave Hood from Nexa Mortgage, and if you have an FHA loan right now, Dave can lower your interest rate and maybe get rid of your mortgage insurance too and save you big money every month. If you have a VA loan, Dave loves to help fellow vets, and he can now refinance your VA loan with no appraisal and no verification of income. And Dave can close most mortgage purchases and refinances in 14 to 21 days. Call or text Dave at 916-548-8225. That's 916-548-8225. Or online at DaveHoodLoans.com. That's DaveHoodLoans.com. DaveHoodLoans.com. NMLS ID number 1660690. Equal housing lender. Hi, this is Robert Lewis.
And Frank Crandall.
Hosts of the Radio Realtors radio show. And with COVID-19, many people have been asking us if it's still possible to get a mortgage pre-approval.
And if it's still possible to buy a home.
And the answer to both questions is yes.
In fact, even in the midst of the coronavirus,
we're still helping our clients safely buy homes every week.
With the Radio Realtors, you don't need perfect credit.
And we have down payment assistance programs that require little money out of your pocket. And even though we may be wearing masks, using Clorox wipes, and practicing social distancing,
our home buying strategy can still have you living in a new home in as little as 10 days. Call or text us right now at
916-269-3337.
Our services for home buyers are always free.
Call or text us now at 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337.
Or go to theradiorealtors.com.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
Welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. I'm Robert Lewis.
And I'm Frank Crandall.
And we're coming to you from the Radio Realtors RWA Certified Home Buyer Studio. If you'd like to be a certified home buyer with the Radio Realtors, give us a call, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. If you missed any part of our show so far, you can always listen to our podcast by searching for the Radio Realtors with Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall on iTunes, Spotify, and now iHeartRadio. So are you selling your house? Well, we're giving you the renovations that pay off and the ones that don't. So first off, the Radio Realtors, we're going to cover the renovations that will make you money. The number one renovation to do is a kitchen remodel. And if you're considering remodeling your kitchen before listing your home for sale, you know, stop considering it and just start doing it.
While you don't need to do a full-on kitchen remodel, doing minor upgrades and updates will make it look current and fresh.
And a kitchen remodel or update will have a positive impact on your home's overall value, helping you get more bang for your buck. The number two renovation to do is energy savings. And doing renovations or upgrades that result in energy savings is a good idea when you're planning to sell a home.
Things like replacing insulation, upgrading windows, and replacing appliances will add value to your home and help you get more money out of it when you go to sell it to the new owners.
And keep in mind, with energy savings that you do upgrades, you get more bang for your buck on the actual ones that you can see, like a new HVAC and maybe new windows are going to boost your value more than maybe having new insulation,
right?
The number three renovation to do is siding. And curb appeal is big for many home buyers. And if you have old, outdated, faded siding that you're considering replacing, you probably should.
New siding can give your house a totally fresh look and will attract more buyers than you might think.
Yeah, that's for sure. And number four renovation to do is the front door. Again, curb appeal has a big impact on buyers, and the front door plays a big role in that for such a seemingly small aspect of the house.
And Rob, replacing the front door is relatively cheap. It's easy to do. In fact, just painting your door can do wonders.
That's right, Frank. A recent paint color analysis from Zillow looked at more than 135,000 photos from sold homes around the country to see how certain paint colors impacted their sales price on average. And believe it or not, homes with black or charcoal gray front doors sold for over $6,000 more than expected. It's weird.
Yeah. And Rob, it will have a positive impact on your home's value, helping you recoup your costs and get more out of your house, whatever the reason you're planning to sell. The number five renovation to do is outdoor living spaces.
Yeah, the list of other backyard features that buyers desire is practically endless here, Frank. They include covered patios, outdoor kitchens, pool cabanas, shade arbors, flagstone or paver patios, pool houses and fireplaces, special lighting, and even one of my favorites, pizza ovens.
Got my attention.
Yeah.
And Rob, outdoor spaces aren't just for custom homes or an elite niche of buyers either. Your backyard treatment could be as simple as a stone patio with awnings over for the rear wall windows and doors.
And even a small backyard patio or deck can become a fully functional outdoor space. No matter where you live, you can probably use yours as a workspace or a living room for at least 6 months of the year.
The number six renovation to do is flooring and paint.
Yeah, your flooring takes a beating every single day. While being tasked with a monumental responsibility, it sets the design tone for your entire house.
And you can bet that buyers customers who come through your house for showings have those HGTV images in their mind.
Now, they not only want floors in good condition, but materials that match the purpose of each room and look like $1 million.
Flooring, in our opinion, is always a low-cost expense, yet you get a higher return on your investment.
So if your carpets need to be replaced, you can spend a few $1,000s, especially if you have pets, and it'll go a long way.
And also, we did all the ROI research around different types of floors and found out what's trending, and hardwood is still the king.
Right, and the other simplest, most cost-effective improvement of all is painting. Freshly painted rooms look clean and updated, and that spells value to buyers.
And when selecting paint colors, keep in mind that neutrals appeal to the greatest number of people, therefore making your home more desirable.
Right, so buy some paint here and get busy, or you can hire it out to a pro.
So now the Radio Realtors are going to cover the renovations that aren't worth what they cost.
Now, the number one renovation to not do is the bathroom. And you might want to consider adding a fresh coat of paint, but in general, a full bathroom remodel or the addition of a bathroom isn't worth what it costs.
Right, Rob. The average ROI for a bathroom addition is only about 56%, meaning that you won't be able to recoup much when it comes time to sell.
The number two renovation not to do is a deck.
There's no doubt that having a deck can be great because it gives you the chance to get outside and enjoy, I love this, those summer evenings.
That's right. But unfortunately, it's not something buyers are really looking for. So if you're considering adding a deck as a way to add value to your home, you may want to think twice about it.
The money you would spend on the deck could be put towards more valuable renovations instead.
Yeah, the number three renovation not to do is a master suite. Now, everyone seems to think that everybody wants a luxurious master suite. And while that may be true to a degree, when it comes down to it, people would rather pay a good price for a house they like than pay a lot more for just a master suite.
Check this out, Rob. On average, adding a master suite costs over $100,000 and only results, are you ready? 64% Ooh. ROI. So it's not a renovation that's worth it if you want to add resale value to your home. The number four renovation not to do is extravagant landscaping.
Yeah, making improvements to your landscaping requires a gentle touch. And on the one hand, landscaping is often hyped as an important aspect of curb appeal, and making sure your yard and garden look attractive and welcoming is certainly a great way to draw in potential buyers.
On the other hand, an elaborate landscaping remodel can turn off buyers.
And people without green thumbs, Frank, might look at your vast flowering garden and sculpted shrubs and a pond and decide they're just not up for the challenge of keeping it up.
And those who do love to garden might not like your vision and want just to start over.
Yeah, but if recreating Bouchard Gardens is how you make your house feel like a home, then there's absolutely nothing wrong with investing in this kind of renovation.
But make sure you're doing this kind of work for yourself and not because you hope to make the money back that you've spent once you're ready to sell.
Right. So before we go to break, we're going to give you our audio open house number three. We're calling this one Remarkable in Roseville. And this amazing home is tucked away in a beautiful East Roseville neighborhood. This sought-after four-bedroom, three-full-bath home, nearly 1,800 square feet, offers an open kitchen with new quartz countertops, a morning coffee bar, soaring ceilings, and an abundance of natural light that provides an open feel immediately as you walk in. The inviting floor plan includes a formal dining and living room, offering additional comfort for family living and entertaining. The downstairs full bedroom and bathroom welcomes multi-generational living. Do you need a Zoom room or private space for distance learning? The sunroom is the perfect solution here. The interior has been updated with new flooring, paint, kitchen, updates, fixtures, a tankless water heater, and a bunch more. Remarkable in Roseville is located close to schools, Linda Creek hiking trails, and Maidu Park, yet close enough to shopping and freeway access. This home has a desirable corner lot with possible RV access, and get this, no HOA. Priced at $489,000, this is Roseville living at its finest. To see Remarkable in Roseville, text the word Remarkable to 916-269-3337. That's the word Remarkable to 916-269-3337. And we'll be back after this. Hey, this is Robert Lewis with the Radio Realtors, and if you've been thinking that right now may be the best time to buy a home or refinance, we recommend Jeff Compton from Guild Mortgage. Even with COVID-19, the mortgage process with Jeff can be stress-free and fast.
He can have you pre-approved in minutes and still close your loan within 2 to 3 weeks. Call Jeff right now at 916-765-2900. That's 916-765-2900. Online at jeffcompton.com. That's jeffcompton.com. NMLS number 298997. If you're looking to repair your credit, there's no better company than Blue Water Credit. In fact, listen to this testimonial. Sean and Tracy say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Our three FICO scores raised 80 to 93 points in the first 3 months. And we went from not being able to purchase a home to currently shopping for a home on pre-approved credit. The services and care that Blue Water Credit provided has changed our outlook on life. That's a real testimonial, folks. And whether your credit only needs a quick fix or a total rebuild, Blue Water Credit can help you. Blue Water Credit will develop a unique strategy to repair your past, restore your present, and rebuild your future. Contact Blue Water Credit today for a free credit consultation at bluewatercredit.com. That's bluewatercredit.com. Good credit provides more options in life. Fix your credit today. Go to bluewatercredit.com. That's bluewatercredit.com. Are you willing to sell your home if you can get every penny that it's worth with no showings?
Due to COVID-19, you don't want dozens of people coming through your home.
But would you agree that your home is probably worth more right now than it could be over the next several months?
So why not sell your home for a high price while home values are still at their peak?
A recent survey showed that a large percentage of home buyers are writing offers sight unseen.
People buy cars the same way.
And the Radio Realtors are target marketing realtors that have mastered the art of selling homes during the pandemic. We use photos, video, and radio to quickly sell your home with multiple offers.
This allows you to choose the best offer and get a high sales price, too.
And this is working so well, we're confident that we only need a 30-day listing agreement. We'll likely have offers within 7 days with no showings.
The first step is a totally free phone consultation.
Call us anytime at 916-269-3337.
That's 916-269-3337.
916-269-3337.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
Who are you? Some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
Welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. I'm Robert Lewis.
And I'm Frank Crandall.
And we're coming to you from the Radio Realtors RWA Certified Home Buyer Studio. And we're talking to you, coming down the home stretch here, about the Radio Realtors renovations that aren't worth the cost. We already covered the ones that are worth the cost, but these are the not-to-dos. The renovation number one to not do is the bathroom. And the only thing that we would consider there is maybe adding a fresh coat of paint just to freshen it up, but a total bathroom remodel, not such a good idea, especially when you look at that ROI we were talking about. The number two renovation not to do is a deck, and decks can be great to have, but if you're trying to add value to your home for sale, it is not a good option, and your money would be best spent elsewhere. The number three renovation not to do is a master suite, and a lot of people think that everybody has to have a luxurious master suite, but in the end, your ROI on that is about 64%, so it's pretty low. The number four renovation not to do is extravagant landscaping. And, you know, a lot of times people really, really like their landscaping and doing things, but if it's too intricate or too much, a lot of times buyers are just, maybe they don't have green thumbs and they don't want to do all of that. So what is the number five renovation not to do, Frank?
It's a room addition.
Yeah, building an extra room can set you back, what, anywhere from $40,000 to add a new bathroom to more than $115,000 for a master suite. And sure, you're going to gain square footage, but you probably won't gain as much value when it comes time to sell.
Especially if your home size before the addition was in line with other homes in the neighborhood. Most rooms additions recoup around 65% of their cost in terms of added home value.
Yeah, the number six renovation not to do is a garage conversion. And most buyers, they just want a garage. And it not only protects their cars from the elements and vandals, but also allows them to store gardening equipment, garbage cans, and other possessions.
And Rob, we've seen some people turn garages into family rooms or playrooms and then have a hard time selling their house.
Yeah, Frank, garage conversions are not a good idea for resale value. Take a look around your neighborhood. If most of the other homes have garages, eliminating yours may well make your home less desirable.
The bottom line is converting garages can add square footage to your home's living area, but most buyers want garages. This won't increase your home's value.
That's right. So you have many options for home improvement projects that add value to your home. And if you plan to renovate, concentrate your efforts on smaller projects that make your home more appealing to budget-minded buyers.
So focus on energy efficiency and small upgrades that add character and comfort to your home. Uber luxury has become passé.
Wow, that's a French word, I think.
Yeah.
And the reason why we're giving you all these renovation do's and don'ts is the Radio Realtors want you to make the most money possible on the sale of your home.
And we can help you with the Radio Realtors exclusive home sale strategy that allows you to sell your home fast with no showings.
And Frank, this strategy is to help you sell your home for maximum price with minimum hassle and no showings. And you see, what we have found is that because of COVID-19, most of you potential sellers out there don't probably want tons of people coming through your home for showings, even if they're wearing masks, gloves, and booties.
But almost everyone that has been watching the market knows that your home is probably worth more right now than it could be over the next couple of years due to the pending economic concerns.
So why not do a quick sale without the showings, and why not sell your home for a high price now while home values are still at a peak? And you may be asking, who's submitting an offer on a home without first seeing it in person?
Well, lots of people, Rob. According to the National Association of Realtors, over 25% of home buyers are writing purchase contracts sight unseen.
Yeah, I just recently had a client do that. They couldn't get into the home, but they decided to put in an offer on that home so they can get an opportunity to see it. So with so many photos and videos and virtual tours available online, people are buying homes this way now. So if you've been just knocking around the idea about selling your home, we need to talk, because the Radio Realtors, we are target marketing realtors who have mastered the art of selling a home during the pandemic.
And our strategy works. We use photos, videos, virtual tours, social media, and radio with no showings to quickly and safely sell your home with, check this out, multiple offers.
That's right. So it's called the Radio Realtors 30-Day Listing Quick Sale with No Showing Strategy, and it allows you to choose the offer with the best terms, most flexible dates, so you can make your move and, of course, secure you a high sales price as well.
And the Radio Realtors 30-Day Listing Quick Sale with No Showing Strategy is working so well, and we are so confident we can sell your home at full price that we only need a 30-day listing agreement.
And we're likely going to have offers within 7 days with no showings. And Frank, the first step is for us to give our potential sellers some basic information on how we can make this work for them.
Right, Rob. The Radio Realtors offer a totally free phone consultation so that you can explore this option. So call us right now on the Radio Realtors hotline at 916-269-3337.
That's 916-269-3337, 916-269-3337. And if you're one of the first 10 callers, we're going to even offer you a Matterport 3D virtual tour and offer you a 0.5% discount off our regular commission rate. But this is only for the next 10 callers.
So call us right now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337. You'll talk directly to one of us or one of our staff while we're on the radio.
That's the Radio Realtors 30-Day Listing Quick Sale with No Showing Strategy, and it is one of the best things ever to happen to real estate. Call us now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337. One more time, 916-269-3337. Now, as we wrap up the show today, we're going to just be kind of talking to you people out there that are realtors, or you're thinking about becoming a realtor, or maybe you're just in the middle of getting your real estate license. Maybe you're about to take that exam. We want to talk to you a little bit about our company, eXp Realty. The Radio Realtors, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall, we are super proud to be a part of the fastest growing real estate company in North America. And eventually, I think that's going to be worldwide, right, Frank?
Yes, sir.
And there are several reasons that we want to talk to you about the importance of having a good brokerage to work with. Number one with eXp is we have anytime, anywhere flexibility. I mean, we are inherently mobile. Right now, we're seeing that a lot of people can't even go to the office because of COVID-19, right, Frank?
Right.
And so this is a great opportunity because you have a cloud-based campus environment that allows for collaboration and shared learning from where, Frank?
Everywhere in the world.
Anywhere, right?
Anywhere.
It's amazing. So number two is we also have live expert training, and there's over 50 hours a week in the cloud on our university of live training that you're going to learn from the best people in the business.
That's right.
Number three is we have innovative tools for like lead generation. So a former company that we worked for, Frank, how much per month did we pay for that lead generation tool?
Around $1,600
a month. $1,600
a month
per agent that wanted to participate.
That's right.
Right now with our company, we can help you grow your business with lead generation, and it costs about $85 a month for that tool. And that's like a technology fee so that you have access to the university, the eXp world, and you can learn so much. Number four is there's no desk fee, no royalty fees, and no franchise fees. And you just pay that small technology fee, but that can save you thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars a year and over the life of your business as a realtor.
That is correct. And let me tell you that a lot of companies are reevaluating their business plans. This COVID-19 is going to carry on for a while, and they don't even know if they're going to have office leases anymore. And this is the great thing about our company is that my favorite office is being in Maui by the pool and doing my real estate business.
Boy, that's great.
Yeah.
So the last thing we want to talk to you is that we have revenue share where you get to participate in profits, not just profit sharing, but fully on revenue. And because we don't have a lot of brick and mortar out there, we are able to pass those revenue dollars on to agents. So you are actually working on what we call your own retirement program.
Oh, it's amazing.
And when was the last time you saw an agent have a retirement party?
I've never been to one.
Either have I.
Yeah.
So revenue share, stock options. There, our stock started when we first got in, it was about $2, $3, and it's a penny stock. But today, I think we're up to about $40 a share.
Oh, yesterday hit $44.10, as high as $46 a share. Just right there alone, my two previous brokerages that I had never had a retirement for me, and 95% of all realtors retire on Social Security. That means we're terrible savers. Well, with this company, it helps you build your retirement so you're not chasing transactions every day. Sometimes people get tired of the hustle and they want to relax with their family and get those priorities in order. So we are just very blessed that we're in this company and our retirement is growing.
That's right. So, and then the last thing is the ability for worldwide expansion, and you can participate in that and you can benefit from it. So if you've been looking to make a change as a realtor, or you're a brand new realtor, or maybe you're kind of just at the very, very beginning of thinking about it, we would like to talk to you.
Or somebody looking for options.
Yeah, if you're looking for options. So if you'd like to maybe be trained by the Radio Realtors ourselves and join our team, we would love to hear from you. Give us a call at 916-269-3337. That is 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337. And before we go to break, we're going to give you our Radio Realtors audio open house number four. This beautiful gem we're calling Chic in Citrus Heights. It's located in Oakwood Estates. And imagine this, stepping through the welcoming double door entry to a manicured open floor plan. The grand floating staircase evokes a warm, modern farmhouse feel. Chic in Citrus Heights has contemporary gray flooring, white baseboards, and modern ceiling fixtures throughout the home. This exceptional nearly 1,900 square foot three-bedroom, two-and-a-half bathroom home is an entertainer's delight. The bright kitchen is the heart of the home, showcasing white cabinetry, a quartz island, and stainless steel appliances with a built-in refrigerator and a window above the sink that lets in a whole lot of natural light. A cozy fireplace extends to the family room with French doors leading to the backyard. Up the statement staircase, a spacious master suite overlooks the backyard. The master bath features double sinks, a sunken tub, and a walk-in closet. The spacious backyard is every kid's dream with a playground and a large grassy area. Priced at $489,000, you're going to fall in love with this home. To see Chic in Citrus Heights, text the word CHIC, C-H-I-C, to 916-269-3337. That's the word CHIC to 916-269-3337. And that's all the time we have for this show.
Make it a great week, everybody.
Hey, this is Robert Lewis with the Radio Realtors, and if you've been thinking that right now may be the best time to buy a home or refinance, we recommend Jeff Compton from Guild Mortgage. Even with COVID-19, the mortgage process with Jeff can be stress-free and fast. He can have you pre-approved in minutes and still close your loan within 2 to 3 weeks. Call Jeff right now at 916-765-2900. That's 916-765-2900. Online at jeffcompton.com. That's jeffcompton.com. NMLS number 298997.
Hi, this is Frank Crandall from the Radio Realtors. Nothing says home like a nice fire in your fireplace. And really, the best time to have your chimney serviced is in the summer. At the Radio Realtors, we only work with and refer the best. And that's why we recommend Chim Chimney Professional Fireplace and Home Services. Chim Chimney can fix any problem with your chimney, from cracks to cleaning or critters to chimney caps. Chim Chimney does it all. And Chim Chimney provides other home services too, like dryer vent cleaning, pressure washing, rain gutter cleaning, tree trimming, and junk removal. Chim Chimney offers discounts to military, first responders, and senior citizens. Make your house a home again. Call Chim Chimney at 916-247-6579 or find them online at thechimchimney.com. That's thechimchimney.com. Chim Chimney, the professional choice.
Are you willing to sell your home if you can get every penny that it's worth with no showings?
Due to COVID-19, you don't want dozens of people coming through your home.
But would you agree that your home is probably worth more right now than it could be over the next several months?
So why not sell your home for a high price while home values are still at their peak?
A recent survey showed that a large percentage of home buyers are writing offers sight unseen.
People buy cars the same way.
And the Radio Realtors are target marketing realtors that have mastered the art of selling homes during the pandemic. We use photos, video, and radio to quickly sell your home with multiple offers.
This allows you to choose the best offer and get a high sales price too.
And this is working so well, we're confident that we only need a 30-day listing agreement. We'll likely have offers within 7 days with no showings.
The first step is a totally free phone consultation.
Call us anytime at 916-269-3337.
That's 916-269-3337.
916-269-3337. Hey, this is Robert Lewis with the Radio Realtors, and if you've been thinking that right now may be the best time to buy a home or refinance, we recommend Jeff Compton from Guild Mortgage. Even with COVID-19, the mortgage process with Jeff can be stress-free and fast. He can have you pre-approved in minutes and still close your loan within 2 to 3 weeks. Call Jeff right now at 916-765-2900. That's 916-765-2900. Online at jeffcompton.com. That's jeffcompton.com. NMLS number 298997.